This week's parsha is Mishpatim, and primarily the parsha deals with much of the civil law, a lot of different details. Once we read last week about the Matan Torah and the giving of the Torah, the focus is on a lot of monetary law and interpersonal law. And then at the end of the parsha, there's once again a discussion about the Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, and there's a whole discussion why it is that we separate these details from Parshas Yisrael to the end of Parshas Mishpatim. But what I want to focus on this evening is something else that the Torah discusses in this week's Parsha, and that is after mentioning all these various laws, and before then, once again, reverting back to discussing what occurred at Matan Torah, all of a sudden the Torah tells us the following. This is the beginning of Shishi. Hine Anochi, God is speaking, and he says, Hine Anochi Shaleach Malach Lefanacha. I'm going to send an angel before you, the Shmarcha Baderach, to guard you along the way, Laviacha, and to bring you El Makom Asher Chinosi, to bring you to the place that I have made ready. And he shamar mipanav, you should beware of this this malach, ushma bekolo, and to listen to his voice. Al tamerbo, don't rebel against him. Ki lo yisal lipishacham ki shmi bekirbo, because he cannot forgive any sin that you make, because for I am within him. Ki shmi bekirbo. But ki shamot ishma bekolo, but if you do listen to his voice, and do all that I will speak. God says, and I will destroy your enemies, I will take care of your enemies, I will persecute your persecutors. For my angel will go before you, he will bring you into the land where the nations of Canaan, where these different nations dwell. God will annihilate them. And God says, when you get there, don't bow down to their idols, don't serve them. And that's the parsha. So on the surface, this is being described at this point because the Jewish people now have received the Torah, and this is before the Chet Egel, before the sin of the golden calf, and the Jews are about to enter the land of Israel, so it's now planning the next stage. But the obvious question is what is this malach? What is this angel, right? That God says I'm going to send before you to guard you on the way. And this angel will bring you to the place that I have made ready, and you should listen to him and don't rebel against him, for he can't forgive you, for my name was within him. Who's this angel? Isn't God watching over them? Isn't God protecting them? And so Rashi tells us the following. Rashi's bothered by this. And Rashi says this is actually the Torah's foreshadowing, something that's going to occur in a little bit. This actually is foreshadowing what's going to take place once the Jews sin with Chet Egel, with the sin of the golden calf. And what was one of the consequences, one of the punishments of Chet Egel? Is that Hashem told Moshe to relate to the people that because of what they did, God said, I'm no longer going to be among you, within your midst, but rather I'm going to send this angel instead. And this is found in Parshas Ki Tisa, where we're told the following. It's in Perek Lamed Gimel. Shilachti lefanecha malach, I will send before you a malach, and then that malach will help you get rid of the nations that are in the land of Canaan, El Eretz Vaskalav Devash, to a land flowing of milk and honey. However, kilo ela bibcha, but I'm not going to be in your midst anymore. Kiam she orafata, you're a stiff-necked nation. You don't want me to be with you. If I stay with you, it won't be good. I'm going to destroy you. You're keep on rebelling against me. So instead, let me send this malach. So in other words, so says Rashi, now our pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim is just foreshadowing what is going to occur later on. The obvious question, though, is why does we need to foreshadow, give this information at this point? Why is it necessary here? Why can't we just wait till it actually unfolds? What's being added? What's being taught, revealed at this point? The Ramban, in his commentary, does not like this approach of Rashi, because he says at the end of the day is that there's good news in Parshas Ki Tisa. Moshe intervenes, and Moshe himself is very upset to hear this news that God is not going to be directly present within the Jewish people. And so Moshe says to Hashem, this is further on in that Perek Lamed Gimel to the third Aliyah, Parshas Ki Tisa. Moshe says, following, this is in Pasuk Tesvav, Vayomer Lav, Moshe says to God, Im ein panacha hochim al talumi zeh. If your presence doesn't go along with us, we don't want to go, right? We can only march forward if you're with us. How then will be known that I have found favor in your eyes? How will we know that we are forgiven, I and your people, unless you accompany us, Hashem? And I and your people are made distinct from every people on the face of the earth. As Moshe says, we can't accept this, Hashem. So what does Hashem respond? Vayomer is now the beginning of Revi'i, the fourth Aliyah in Parash Kedisa. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Gam Asa Dvar Zeh, Asher Tibarta Asa, Ki Matzasi Chem Beinai, Ve'edacha B'Shem. What does God say? Okay. Right? Moshe agrees, or Hashem agrees to this request of Moshe, and he relents. He goes back on the threat. And so at the end of the day, points out the Ramban, the Hashem went himself. He didn't send the Malach. So what are you telling me? This is foreshadowing what's going to happen in the future. It never happened. Yes, Hashem threatened that them was about to implement it, but Moshe was able to have Hashem actually ask him to agree or not to send the this Malach. So the Ramban does not agree with Rashi's approach. But that then raises the question, so then what is this? What is this Malach that's being, what does it mean you said you're sending a Malach? So Ramban says the following: "Katshuva l'fiyah dasa zu ki agzira hi lo niskayma imosha b'yamav." The truth of the matter is, says the Ramban, that this prediction that a malach would be sent did not happen during the days of Moshe. It didn't happen, right? Because again, he quotes the pasuk. Ultimately, Hashem agreed not to send the malach. So then, who is this malach? So before I finish up with Ramban, I'll just note that Rav Hirsch cites some Midrashim who suggest that this Malach is none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. That this is not an angelic figure that's being talked about here in Parshas Mishpatim. It's telling the Jewish people that Moshe now is going to lead you. He's going to lead you in the desert. And he, Moshe, is all before the sin of the golden calf, this before the sin of the spies, this before Moshe hitting the rock. Moshe will lead you into the land of Israel. And if that's the case, now you can read the Psukim based upon that approach. What do the Psukim now say in Parshas Mishpatim? So here's the language, see if it makes sense. Hinei anochi shalech malach lefanach. I'm sending a malach, I'm sending Moshe, let's say, before you. Vishmarcha baderech, and he will protect you along the way. V'yachan, he will bring you el makom asher chinosi, to the land that I'm preparing for you. You should beware of him. Ushma b'kolo, listen to him. Al tamerbo, don't rebel against him. Right? Don't be korach. Don't rebel against Moshe. Ki lo yisom d'pashchem ki shmi b'kirbo, because this is Moshe. He can't forgive you. He's a human being. Right, and I'm my name is within him. Right, that I've selected him, I've appointed him. He's holy, but he can forgive you. But if you do listen to him, and do all that I say, then I, God, right, I will watch over you. I'll defeat your enemies. I'll your oppressors. I'll oppress. Because my angel, my Moshe, will go before you, and he will bring you into the land of the Amorichiti. That was the plan. Right? And so this Malach is Moshe Rabbeinu, according to this approach. And what saying what at this early stage of the Jewish people's journey in the desert, Hashem is reassuring the people, and he's telling the people that Moshe's in charge. Listen to Moshe, follow Moshe, don't rebel against him, and he will bring you into the land, and then I will take care of things. That's the way we're first going to some Midrashim, understand what is happening here. The Ramban goes in a very different direction, and he says the following. He says that this prediction of the Malach is going to go before you, it is talking about some sort of angelic figure, but again, it's not talking about the one that's after the Chet Ego, because that none never was sent, because Moshe was able to get Hashem to relent on that. But what Malach is talking about, it's very, this is, I thought, very creative. V'zesh Amar Kosov, Vayhi B'yoz Yoshua, Yericho, Vayisa Einav, Vayar V'nei Isho Meid L'negdo, V'charbo Shlufa B'yado. As Yoshua was now in the land of Israel, right? And the Jews had crossed over the Jordan, and now they're about to encounter Yericho and fight their first battle. That it's at night, and Yoshua turns around, and he sees this man who's holding a sword. He's standing before him. Vayomer lo ki im, and he says, "Who are you?" Right? He's not sure who he is. Vayomer ki lo ki ani sartzva Hashem. Because I am a soldier of God. I'm this angelic soldier of God, right? And that again, it seems to be the symbolism of that I'm now going to lead you into battle and to make you successful. And then there's two very important words, Ata Basi. Now I have arrived. There's many different insights as to what that means, Ata Basi, but suggests the Ramban. That prediction that God told us back in Parshas Mishpatim, that I'm going to send this angel before you, 40 years later, now he showed up. Because now was the time for that, for this to unfold. Now was the time for the Jews to engage in battle and to be successful and to conquer the land. Atabasi, now I you heard about me for all these years, and now I've arrived. I would have come sooner had it not been for Chet Ego, not been for Chet Meraglim. But Hashem doesn't. Hashem always keeps his promises, and now I have arrived. Let me just share with you one final interpretation, and I'll add my own final remarks, and that is the Netziv. So the Netziv picks up and highlights. The Ramban gives one other answer, and it's one of his answers that the Ramban in many many places. Will bring in what he thinks is al derech emes, which I think is the real answer, which is also often very Kabbalistic in nature. It's sometimes a little bit hard to always understand what exactly the Ramban is getting at. He says al derech emes. When he says al derech emes, what he really thinks the pshat is, or really thinks is correct, but it's often again very esoteric, a little Kabbalistic, a little hard to understand. And so the Netziv interprets what he says there. He thinks that what he says is the most correct interpretation. So it says in the following. First, he quotes Rashi, right? And this is predicting about that it's going to predict, the sin that's going to take place after Chet Ego, and then God's threat to send a Malach. And then he quotes the Ramban, who disagrees with that approach. And then he quotes the Ramban, who says, right, that it's this Malach who arrives during the time of Yeshua. It says the Netziv, the Gamzeinu Nachon. I don't think that's correct either. I don't think the Ramban is correct. Chadal the Shmarcha b'derech eino b'mashma al bias Eretz Yisrael el derech ha'yilucham b'midbar. Right, number one, he goes, this angel only showed up once they got to Israel, but the Pesuk of Mishpatim implies that the Malach is going to watch them in the desert. Right, not only once they enter Israel is the Malach going to show up. And also, he says. Number two, and that this angel is going to be around for quite some time. Right? What does it say? It says the angel is going to be with you. In our parsha, Mishpatim says he's going to bring you to the makom, to the place that I have set aside. What is the makom asher achinosi? Says the Netziv. Mashmo dafka beis habechira. It's referring to the Beis Hamikdash, not to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis Hamikdash. Thou call Eretz HaKodesh lo shech lo shen ha-makom, ela Eretz. It should have said ela Eretz to the land, but it's the ela Eretz, it says ela makom to the place. Right? And later on, again, when it comes to this angel with of Yoshua, it's just talking about, you know, in the land of Israel, and fighting the wars in the land of Israel, but not to the makom, hanifkar, the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, he says, what's the connection between sending this angel to ultimately to the base of Bechira, to the base of Migdash? Avo Be'emes, he says, in truth, let's give a few lines. Avo Be'emes. Gam Pirush Rashi, Gam Pirush Ramban, Isa Rabba, Perek Zu, Vigam Rashi, Kivin Sheiko, Garm Lakach, Bedor Sheacher Moshe, Avachazal, Lo Pirushkin, Eladerech Kavana Shnia. Achain Apshad, Aksuvim, Hu Asher Allah, Rabbam Kamal Derech Emes. So, bottom line is, what's the right Pshad? It's the right explanation of what Ramban says himself when he says, I'll be Derech Emes, the true Pshad. Hu Pshad Anachon, Bezer Inyan. We just have to explain what the Ramban is getting at. So he points out that we've seen malachim before in the Torah, right? We saw a malach in a few parshas ago, in Parshas Beshalach, when the Jewish people were at the sea and they're being chased by the Egyptians, and the sea's in front of them. What does the pasuk say? Vayisa malach elokim. Right, that the angel of God who'd been going in front of the Jewish people, he had been going in front of the Jewish people. Now the Malach went behind the Jewish people to protect them. So you have a Malach over there. You also have a Malach Golosimi Korah. Right, you have Yaakov Avinu who talks about this Malach who protected me. And so basically, I'm not going to read it inside because it's a late. He spends quite a number of lines trying to develop the idea, but if I understand it correctly, he basically says that there's two different types of malachim that are can be mentioned in the Torah. One type of malach is a messenger of God, and that messenger could be a human messenger, or it could be some sort of angelic messenger. And so, for example, the malachim who came to Avram Avinu, the three travelers who came. And to give the news that Sarah would have a baby and then to go to Sodom and to rescue Lot. That's, again, some sort of angelic messengers that God sends. But then there's another type of malach. And again, whatever exactly this means, it's hard to really, you know, wrap around and totally understand this. But it's a malach who accompanies Hashem. And he says it's similar to a king who has an entourage. Wherever the king goes, there are his servants who come with him, and there's like his chief of staff who always is with him, and often the chief of staff will speak on behalf of the king. That the chief of staff will do the biddings of the king. The king is present, but the king's not always going to do everything. Yet you have that right hand man, that assistant who's doing a lot of the work, who's often speaking to the people. And so suggests the Ramban and the Nativist supports this as well, that this is the Malach that's being described here, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's here the whole time, that this Malach is a blessing. This is the Malach HaGoel Simi Kora, right? This is Yaakov describing this Malach who was with him. Who was with him? Hashem was with him. Again, and there was some sort of entourage that was with Hashem that was helping Yaakov out. The Malach at the sea that initially was leading the people out of Egypt now turned around to go to the back to protect the Jewish people against the onslaught from the Egyptian arrows. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That was it was Hashem. And sometimes, I'm adding now this point, sometimes we have this notion that Hashem is there all by himself. Right? We emphasize this at the Seder. Right, Ani v'lo malach, Ani v'lo seraph, Ani Hashem v'lo, who did makas b'choros? Hashem didn't even send his right-hand man to do it. It was Hashem himself who engaged in that and saved us and rescued us from Mitzrayim. But then there's this middle ground malach, where there is some sort of, again, whatever exactly this means, some sort of angelic figure, but it's right, Hashem is right by our side at that moment. And this is something which is beautiful. This is something which shows that Hashem is close to us and Hashem is connected to us. Yaakov had it. The Jewish people had it at the sea. Now the Jewish people are being promised that Hashem would be with them the entire time. And in Parshas Kisisa, when there's this threat to send the Malach instead of Hashem, that's the like the Malach with Avram Avinu. That's Hashem saying some angelic figure, but Hashem saying I'm out of here. I'm gonna be at a distance. And what's the Malach that shows up with Yoshua? So that is unclear. Is this Hashem, or is this at this stage? Perhaps it's back to the Avraham model, which possibly could be. And I'll just conclude by suggesting that Hashem was present at the time of the Exodus. Hashem was there himself. And then perhaps during the journey in the desert, Hashem, not as present, but was there by our side. Again, this sort of intermediary levels, this where there's this malach sort of doing certain things, but it's with Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there with us. And then there's once we enter the land of Israel, where the malach says, Ata basi, now that I have come. Perhaps at that point, it's sort of like the parent who's now letting the child go on their own. And that Hashem was with us side by side, right with us throughout the 40 years in the desert, because he had to be, because we needed that parental protection and guidance and handholding. But now Hashem was empowering us to now be there on our own. Hashem would be there, watching over us. Hashem is always right, the pasuk says in Sefer Devarim that the land of Israel, Hashem is Doresh. Hashem is always there, is always watching over it, is always above and present, but sort of hovering above, and it's now our job. Hopefully, we've been empowered, and we now have the Hashem has given us the tools, and now it's our responsibility to march forward. Right, then we can feel the Malach close to us. We can feel Hashem's presence, Hashem's closeness. But Hashem wants us to take the initiative. Right, we're the ones who have to engage in the battle. Yeshua's gonna have to fight against Jericho and all the other cities. We now need to step forward and to step up and to do our part. And so, what perhaps is happening here in the Torah is that Hashem is preparing us for our ultimate rendezvous and our destiny within the land of Israel. That early on in the earliest stages of our people, Hashem had to be like a parent with a little baby, has to be there all the time tending to the child. But ultimately, the goal is, can we go out on our own? And can we recognize that our parents are always there supporting us, always there encouraging us and guiding us? And they've given us the tools, and of course, here the tools is the Torah that Hashem provided to us to tell us what to do and to teach us and to be our values that are going to always be front and center. But then our job is like all children who ultimately need to grow up is then to take the initiative, to be able to march forward and chart our own course, and to be able to accomplish the things that our parents, in this case Hashem, has outlined for us and expects from us and has modeled for us and has directed us to do. So what emerges, I believe, is that here in Parshas Mishpatim, before Chet Egel, before the sin of the golden calf, it's Hashem is telling us, I'm going to, during this journey in the desert, I'm going to be right there with you. All right, this Malach that's being sent according to this approach of the Ramban, Al Pi Derech Emes, and then the Nitziv, is that Hashem is still you're still in this incubator in the desert. I'm still going to be with you along this journey. You've just left Egypt, and you're still dealing with everything that unfolded over all these years. So I'm going to be with you, but eventually you're going to enter the land of Israel. Eventually, at that stage, then you're going to be a little bit more on your own. And hopefully at that point, you'll be able to take the initiative And hopefully you'll be able to become the great nation that Hashem says I envision for you. Okay, wishing everyone a good Shabbos.